starring Dave Ramsey, is brought to you by Megastar Financial of Reading. Hi, this is Matt Brown, Mortgage Matt here at Megastar Financial. If you're looking for a knowledgeable loan officer to help you find the best loan options to purchase a home or help you refinance your current home for a lower rate and a lower payment, call me, Mortgage Matt, at 530-999-9000 today. Megastar Financial of Reading, your local trusted lending resource. One call, that's all. 530-999-9000.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
If you're a hunter like me, you no doubt love the month of October, and a person who I think very highly of, Andrew McKean, expresses his love for this month with true eloquence. Andrew's the hunting editor for Outdoor Life. He lives in Northeast Montana, and if you go to his Facebook page, you'll see a post with a fantastic photo of him posing next to a big pronghorn he harvested at the end of the hunting day earlier this week. The photo's wonderful, but it's the post from Andrew that really gets to me. As twilight glimmers in the background of this prairie setting, he says, "Photons of an October twilight loitering in the prairie sky. An encounter with an old South Country antelope. September has its urgency. November, its finality. But give me October for its clarity." Well said, Andrew. In fact, beautifully said. This week on America Outdoors Radio, we've got another great slate of knowledgeable guests with some wonderful topics to share with you. That includes Jeff Prendergast with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. He just put out the 2021 Upland Bird Forecast. He's going to share that with you, and think after you hear it, you may well be packing your bags, loading up your shotgun, and heading to the Sunflower State. After that, we've got a real doozy of a chat for you. You've probably heard of the NFL Combine, where college athletes trying to make it into pro football are evaluated on a number of physical aspects to see if they would be a good fit for a team. Now, the folks at Bassmaster and Abu Garcia have teamed up to put together a combine for high school bass anglers who are hoping to get scholarships for competitive bass fishing in college. Hank Weldon with BASS, also known as Bass, will join us in a few minutes to tell you about this. Sticking with tournament fishing, we'll be ringing up Daryl Van Vactor at Crappie USA because the big Crappie USA Classic took place at Lake Hartwell in South Carolina last weekend, and we'll tell you who came out on top, how they did it, and what they won. Finally, you've heard the news about the supply chain issues making it difficult to get products into stores and how this may be a real problem for holiday shoppers. That's why we'll be getting Dan Clayton Luce, the communications director for Henry Repeating Arms, on the line to talk about why right now is the time to buy a rifle from Henry if you want to put one under the Christmas tree, and how even now it might not be as easy to do so as you would think it would be. Dan will also give you some ideas about some of the wonderful lever-action rifles they sell that would make for the absolute perfect Christmas gift. We'll wrap things up with another giveaway we're doing, and I'll give you a preview of this, because if you're a Henry Repeating Arms rifle or shotgun owner, or want to be, you'll want to put in for this one. We are giving away a gun case and ball cap from Henry Repeating Arms. Both have their logo on it, and you could enter for a chance to win right now through our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. Just like and follow the page and look for the post thread where you can enter. If you don't do Facebook, you can also enter through our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Either way, just let us know what state you're from and what station you're listening to, and we'll give you not just one, but two chances to win. And we're going to give away this gun case and ball cap from Henry Repeating Arms after our last broadcast on Halloween. All right, let's get things started with our first guest. Our first stop on America Outdoors Radio today is the Sunflower State of Kansas. If you're an upland bird hunter, you know this is traditionally one of the better states to hunt upland birds, and that's why we've got Jeff Prendergast on the line. He's with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. He's a small game specialist who just put together the 2021 upland bird forecast. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So let's get right to it. We're going to start off with ringnecks. How are pheasant doing this year, and how can we expect hunting to be this fall?
Best to start with just a little bit of a background. So Kansas, typically we sit in about the second or third most ringnecks harvested per state. Of course, South Dakota is always number one, but North Dakota, us, and sometimes Iowa kind of flop back and forth between those number two and number three spots. In really good years, we can harvest almost 1 million pheasants.
Wow.
We haven't done that in quite some time. There was a big drought in the Great Plains that knocked all of our birds way down to the dump and probably hit us harder than most. You know, we're where the Dust Bowl was, and so when things get dry right here, it gets really dry. But we've kind of recovered back to somewhat of an average to slightly below average, where we're harvesting, 450,000 birds a year, and a lot of that has to do with the hunter participation. So according to our surveys, nothing really changed from last year, which was still right in that kind of average neck of the woods. Our northwest corner of the state did a lot better, and that's kind of where we got hit the hardest with that drought over the last, 10 years, and that they've kind of been slowly climbing back out of that, and we got some of the best nesting conditions we've had out there for several years. So that particular area of the state looks like it should be a little bit better, and things stay fairly similar across the remaining regions.
All right, let's turn to quail. Is it bobwhite quail in Kansas or another species?
Well, we're predominantly bobwhite, probably 98%, 99%. We do have a small population of scaled quail in the far southwest corner.
And how are we looking for the quail this year? Also average or maybe a little bit better?
Quail have been above average for several years in a row now. Our survey showed that we might have had a little bit of a decrease this year, but we've been so high for several years that it's still going to be above average. It should be good huntable densities. And we had some issues with our survey conditions this year. Weren't great. And so the quail, I don't expect that they went up. It may be even better than what our survey actually showed. We're getting a lot of really good anecdotal reports, seeing a lot of quail, large quail coveys. Our average brood sizes were up and everything. So I think it's going to remain good like it has been for the last several years.
Sounds very promising to me. Let me ask you a question. You're right. We have a lot of folks listening from outside of Kansas who might want to head there for some pheasant and quail hunting. How is it in terms of public access? Is there a lot, or is it mainly private property?
So we don't have a lot of publicly owned grounds. We're 49th of 50 states for percent of public ownership. So we don't have a lot of public ground, but what we do is we have a very strong, one of the strongest weehaw or walk-in hunting programs in the country, where we have over 1 million acres that we lease from private landowners to allow for public access for hunting. So it's called our weehaw or walk-in hunting areas program. There's on our website, KS Outdoors, you can find digital versions of all those maps where you can zoom in and kind of check the properties out ahead of time. Or we produce a gazetteer style atlas for free at any of our licensed vendors in the state once you get here.
Well, plenty of room to roam. You've got to love that. One other upland bird species I want to talk about is the prairie chicken. Now, this is one that's not found in most of our United States. Tell our listeners a little bit about the greater and lesser prairie chicken and where you can hunt those.
Well, we actually have two species of prairie chickens, the lesser prairie chicken and the greater prairie chicken. Now, the lesser prairie chicken is currently going through Endangered Species Act protection review and proposal. And so we have a southwest zone where that bird occurs that you can't hunt. So it's important to check a map before you head out to make sure you know if you're in the open or closed zone for prairie chickens. But the greater prairie chicken is found throughout the northern and eastern parts of the state. And historically, the Flint Hills and kind of the eastern third part of the state is one of the large strongholds because of the intact native prairies over there. The management of that area is kind of continually had that population continually declining. The north central kind of region of the state has our most consistent access for prairie chickens and probably most stable populations. And there's abundant opportunities up there. That season opens in September, and early on, it's designed early like that so that when those birds still hold tight for dogs, and you can get after them with pointing dogs in the uplands. And it goes through January, and as you get further into the season, it gets more and more difficult to approach those birds. They get more leery, and they group up. There's more eyes watching you. And so a lot of our traditional late season hunting is finding where those birds are feeding. And they have a pattern where they go to the same field in the morning and the evening. And so a lot of times you can find where they're flying and sit in the fence rows and kind of pass shoot those birds. So.
All right. Really interesting. Never heard of pass shooting upland birds before. But folks, if you want to plan a trip to the Sunflower State of Kansas, plenty of upland bird opportunity there. And it sounds like it's going to be pretty good this season. Pheasant and quail season opens up November 13th. The greater prairie chicken season is open right now. And if you want to find out more about planning a trip, go to ksoutdoors.com. You can also check out the entire 2021 upland bird forecast there. Jeff, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yep, thanks, and good luck to all your listeners.
Country Hunters and Anglers. You may have heard of us, but what are we about? BHA is the voice for your wild public lands, waters, and wildlife. From national-level policy work to boots-on-the-ground projects like public land cleanups, we work across North America to uphold the legacy of our public lands and waters, as well as your opportunity to hunt, fish, and recreate on them. Stand up for public lands and waters and become a BHA member today. Visit backcountryhunters.org.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got something different for you. We've got Hank Weldon on the line. He's the senior manager of the BASS High School and College Program. And we're going to talk about a combine that just occurred in Decatur, Alabama. It was the Abu Garcia Bassmaster High School Combine. Hank, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here. And yeah, can you believe it? We're talking about a fishing combine.
I know. You know, I've heard of the NFL combine where all those college kids who decide they want to go in the NFL, they get in front of the scouts and the coaches and are evaluated on different skills, hoping to impress a team and get on a team. But I've never heard of a combine for high school anglers. What's the purpose of this?
Yeah, you know, that kind of were along the lines that led us to that. You know, with the position I'm in at Bass and running the college series and high school series, one of the things we found out is, yeah, there's a lot of recruiting that goes on. Sometimes that at a college coach will come to a high school event, but it's hard for these college coaches because they don't have the budget to travel around and they're focused on tournaments and it's still, you know, infancy, I guess, if you're talking in terms of sports. But we found out there was a need to kind of create this event that would bring kids from all over to one area for one weekend, colleges from all over to one area for one weekend, and kind of create this one-stop shop that was very relevant, very, you know, micro-economic focused, I guess you would say, that would be a very efficient event to specifically focus on colleges recruiting high school anglers to potentially attend their university to join their fishing team. So that was the idea. It's been around for about 3-4 years. We were going to launch it in 20, but COVID hit, so we punted to 21 and just wrapped it up last weekend.
Well, I love this concept. I really do. Now, I understand anglers in this combine were evaluated in three different categories, and it's not what I thought when I first read it. I thought that actually, you know, they're going to be out on the water and can you catch a bass, but that wasn't it at all. It was category number one was casting distance, category number two, knot tying, and number three, casting accuracy. How were these measured?
Right. So, you know, one of the things we wanted to do, and I've heard from college coaches, this is no knock on any kid, but they'll have their parents sell their child for them. And, you know, a parent is always the most proud of their own offspring, right?
Of course.
And then the college coaches would figure out, well, hey, this kid's not as highly skilled as we thought they were. So that was the idea behind how we had these designed. So coaches could get in there and see the mechanical skills, see how quickly they could tie knots, you know, see how far they could throw a bait. And they were able to actually analyze the skill set the angler had at a very quick turnaround. You know, most of these kids can catch a fish, but I think the college coaches could also tell quickly, based on the mechanics, how well they can compete out on the water. And I'll tell you, they were all very highly skilled. It was very impressive to watch them compete. But also inside of that, too, within the combine, you know, they had various interview times where the coaches could, you know, verbally talk to them about academics, you know, where they're from, how would you break down a lake, those sort of things. But as far as physical eye test, those were the three disciplines that we put together.
This is really interesting to me. So let's talk about one of the categories, knot tying. You said it was speed. Are they given different knots to tie and then timed on how fast they can tie them?
So, yeah, here's how we scored that with our title, Abu Garcia, just a part of the Pure Fishing brand. So one of the things we did is we asked them to send two of their line tension break test machines. So a big, huge machine, and, you know, actually, I think, you know, they did it for Berkeley years ago. They would test the line,
right,
test the knot, see at what poundage 12-pound test would break at. So that's what we did. We got two of those machines in, and this is how it worked. So we didn't really specify what knot to tie. And then, you know, this was an unscripted event this year, so we had to, like, figure out what we're doing. And I think, you know, we'll go back to the drawing table, and there may be some modifications to these disciplines, but this was where we landed on year one. And so we have the angler sit down at a table, and we say go. And they have 3 minutes to tie two knots. And it's the knots of their choice. They have to tie a line to lure knot And then this was the very technical one, a braided line to fluorocarbon knot.
Ah.
So you can't just tie your old-fashioned blood knot because it won't hold. The
right.
braid won't hold to the fluoro. So we were seeing all kind of crazy knots, like the FG knot. That's a very technical knot that takes you usually by itself longer than 3 minutes if you're taking your time and doing it correctly. But because you have to hold it like within four different points, it's super technical. But these kids figured out how to do that under the time constraints, and they're tying two knots within 3 minutes. And then when they're done, we take those two lines and we put them in those tension brake test machines and we test the knots. And based on where it breaks at the poundage point, I mean, if the knot holds, was how they were scored in that select discipline.
Oh, that's fascinating. Another question for you here. When it came to the casting distance, the casting accuracy, are these anglers bringing their own rods and reels that they're familiar with, or are they basically given, here's the rod and reel you're going to use, and maybe they're mainly a spinning rod guy, and they're given a level wind rod and reel?
Right. Yeah, so with Abu being the title, they sent 30 rods and reels all the same. You know, we had some left-handed versions, some
sure.
right-handed versions,
sure.
but it was a 7-foot medium-heavy rod with a Revo SX reel. It's what they had to compete with. And we didn't want them to use their own equipment just for the sake of fairness to the
right.
competition. They were great. You know, we had a cast-off for the casting distance. It ended up being cool. It was like right at the darkness point of the day, and the kid ended up throwing it 58 yards to win the match and win the overall casting distance discipline.
Oh, this would have been really fun to watch. Did this take place in like a local high school gym or what?
No, we actually, well, you know, Mother Nature was not really kind to us. You know, October typically in Alabama is beautiful, but we had a cold front come through the night before. Imagine that. You know, you have a bass tournament, usually a cold front comes through, even if it's in July. And the wind was blowing like 25 miles an hour, so I also had the kid threw it 58 yards with a 25-mile-an-hour side wind, and they have to land it within a 10-yard window. It's almost like golf. You've got to be in the fairway for it to count, so you got to be in bounds for it to count. So added a little bit of a challenge, but it was a beautiful sight. We've had several elite events here. It's in Decatur, Alabama, and they've got a big indoor pavilion where we did our interviews and meals and all that, but then outside was the venue right there next to the dock, where the schools were able to put kids in their own boats and assess their boating skills, and then also where we did all of our discipline challenges, too. It was all outside.
All right. We are running out of time, but I guess the last question is this. Did any of those kids get offered scholarships to go tournament bass fishing?
So as of right now, at the combine itself, we know of around 9 scholarship offers that were extended and accepted upon. But, you know, it's one of those things. We were not pressuring the schools to lock in anybody during the event, but we have a lot of offers that were extended and visits that were locked in for certain students to go to certain schools. So there's going to be more scholarships, you know, here in the near future. We think, you know, mid-December we'll probably release a report that's a full recap on scholarships that were offered and accepted, you know, that generated at the combine. But as of right now, 9 total that we know of.
I'll tell you what, high school and college level tournament bass fishing, I sure wish they had that when I was in college, but I'm sure glad they have it now. It is great for the sport. Folks, if you want to find out more about this, go to Bassmaster.com. All sorts of resources there. Maybe you've got a kid you want to get involved with this. And if you do, again, Bassmaster.com, that's your first stop. Maybe they'll be in the combine next year. Hank, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
John, thanks for having me.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade. Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats. It's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at AlaskasBestLodge.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. The Crappie USA Classic just took place last weekend at Lake Hartwell in South Carolina. And with us here to tell you how it went is Daryl Van Vactor. He's the operations manager for Crappie USA, which is the biggest crappie tournament trail in the nation. Daryl, great to have you back on the air.
Hey, John, it's great to talk with you again.
Well, let's start off with Lake Hartwell, South Carolina. I'm very familiar with this. I think most of our listeners are, as a favorite destination for big bass tournaments, but I've never really thought of it as a crappie destination before. Tell us about the crappie fishery there and about Lake Hartwell itself.
Oh, I'll be happy to, John. You know, you're exactly right. Most folks do feel like that it's one of the premier bass destinations in the world. In fact, BASS is visiting there, I think, this next year. And so it's tremendous for bass, but it's also tremendous for crappie. You know, it boasts a fantastic crappie population. When we started looking at the numbers from the fisheries folks there, we just couldn't believe the population per acreage that they're showing. And boy, our guys found that to be true. You know, this past week we had adverse conditions. It rained nearly all week, bringing the water up very quickly, 2 or 3 feet. Then all of a sudden on tournament days, a cold front moves in. We all know what that means.
Right.
It drops the bite down. on a normal basis, but believe me, this was everything but normal as far as dropping that bike, because it took over 20 pounds, in fact, nearly 23 pounds to win our pro division and 18-something to win the amateur division. So tremendous weights. All the teams caught multiple limits of fish for the most part on a daily basis. And, you know, they were able to use so many of their favorite techniques that they bring with them from any of the 17 or so states that they were attending from shooting docks to longline trolling. But probably the most popular technique right now in the crappie world, John, is a Garmin live scope. It's
right.
Just one pole in hand watching that live scope. It's got to be quite a technique of its own, and we sure saw that this past weekend.
You know, folks, if you're not familiar with the Garmin live scope and other fish finders like it, this one's different. Most of your fish finders look straight down from the boat, maybe sideways, but the live scope looks forward, and you can actually see the fish react to your presentation. It's absolutely amazing. It's been a real game changer in the bass world, and as you just heard, in the crappie fishing world too. Question for our listeners who are not familiar with crappie tournaments. I think a lot of folks know when it comes to bass fishing, you bring in your five biggest bass. When it comes to crappie fishing, how many fish are the anglers bringing in a day?
They're allowed to bring in up to seven fish per day. And, of course, the Classic is a two-day event, so the weights are actually the best of the 2 days for up to 14 fish for the team of anglers.
Now, you had 80 teams competing in the pro and amateur
That's
divisions.
That's correct.
Right. And this is invitation only. You have to earn your way to the Classic. You just can't show up. It's not an open, is it?
Oh, that's right. In fact, this past year, it was pretty tough to qualify. We normally qualify between 150 and 200 teams to the Classic. Of course, this being a COVID year, it knocked some of those regional numbers down to where we didn't qualify as many, but they had to double qualify both at a local event and a regional event to be able to get to the Classic this year. So it was the best of the best that got qualified for the Lake Hartwell Classic.
Well, let's talk about who came out on top in terms of the best of the best. Like you said, just about a 23-pound bag plus the big fish, a 2.3-pounder. Who got that, and what did they win?
That was Frank Hassack and his partner, Michael Parker. Now, they're from North Newton, Kansas, and Grain Valley, Missouri. Very competitive team. They fish a lot of tournaments, and they're competitive wherever they go. But the package they won this weekend was a 518 VS Ranger boat with Ranger Trail Trailer, 150 horse Mercury motor. It will be fully equipped, trolling motors, electronics, onboard chargers, Driftmaster rod holder racks, everything they need to go fishing, basically. That package alone was worth $52,000. And like you said, they had the big fish, that 2.32-pound slab. That got them another $1,300. So that tells me that that would be enough money to get at least a half a tank of fuel in that new boat, the way fuel's going up.
That's about right. You know, the anglers in the amateur division, they were no slouches either. They caught just over 18 pounds of crappie in 2 days. Who were they, and what kind of boat did they come home with?
That was a well-known team in the crappie world. These boys have fished with me, I think, all 25 years of Crappie USA, and they actually fished with me under the Crappie-Thon label before we purchased Crappie-Thon from Johnson. And that's a team of William Henson and Tommy Slice. Fantastic team. William is from Cassett, South Carolina, and Tommy is from Chapin, South Carolina. They had 18.11 for their 14 fish. That was the two-day limit. They weighed in seven fish per day. They won a completely rigged out Ranger RT, which is an 18-foot aluminum series Ranger. Fantastic riding boat for aluminum series. Plus, they got the Ranger Trail Trailer. They got a 115 Mercury outboard and all the trimmings. Trolling motor, electronics, Driftmaster rod holder system, onboard charger, everything with that rig as well for a total package value of over $32,000.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I was, before I broke my leg and ended up spending a whole lot of money on that, I was definitely in the market for a boat, and I was looking really carefully at that Ranger 188, and the 188C, perfect for crappie fishing. I agree with you, that is a beautiful outfit. And, you know, in this day and age, I guess 31 grand is considered almost a budget boat. It's just kind of a funny way it is.
It definitely is, John. And you know, one thing to consider there, looking at that that particular boat, is the fuel economy.
Right.
The Ranger Aluminum Series are tremendous on fuel. And even the 198, the 198 is a 19, almost 20-foot boat, something over 19-foot. You can put a 150 on that, and you can get the speeds up there if you like and still get that fuel economy because you're pushing less weight. But very comfortable ride. These aluminum series that Ranger has been building for several years now have a tremendous ride. Even on rough water, they're a good, solid ride.
There you go, folks. A little plug for Ranger there and a well-earned plug, too. Getting back to the Crappie USA Tournament Trail, I mean, this was the culmination of this year, but the 2022 season's coming up, and pretty much anyone in the South and Midwest is invited to compete. How do they go about doing so? Let's start off with the website and the Facebook page where they can find out more.
Yeah, the easiest way in the world is just go to crappieusa.com. Click on tournaments at the top of the homepage. It will bring up the full schedule for 2022. Now, we've added something new this year, John. In fact, it's in process now, and that's our winter series. We included three of our fall events that were already on schedule into the winter series. We'll have another two events for qualifiers, which will be at Orange Lock, Lusa, Lake Florida, the first weekend of December, and then the first weekend of January, we'll be back at Crescent Lake, Florida, and the following weekend, we'll be on the St. Johns River, Florida, for the Winter Championship. So all anyone has to do is just enter any of those three events that have already taken place and qualify for that Winter Championship or either of the two Florida events leading up. So anyone that fished the three earlier events is qualified. If they fish Orange Lock Lusa or Crescent Lake, they also qualify for the Winter Championship. That's brand new to us. And then, of course, the normal spring schedule will kick off the following month in February with Lake Harding, Alabama, and then we'll just work north up the map. Of course, got some events out in the Midwest. Milford, Kansas, in fact, has two high-level events this year, one of our two-day super events and a two-day megabucks event. Megabucks events are just one-division events. Of course, our super event is two divisions like we do on most of our events. We have an amateur division and have a pro division at those other events, and they're welcome to participate in either. They don't have to be traveling pro to participate in these tournaments.
All right. Well, I can hear the phone is ringing, probably people wanting to compete in some of these tournaments, so I'm going to let you go. But, folks, the website to go to, crappieusa.com. It's the biggest tournament trail when it comes to crappie fishing in the nation. As you just heard, it's a year-round tournament trail, too. Daryl, thanks for your great work, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Always a pleasure to be with you. Take care of that leg and get back out on the water soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health?
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates.
Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for the perfect gift for the hunter or shooter in your life? Give them a Henry. These American-made lever-action guns shoot straight and have a classic Western look. Choose from a .22 caliber Henry for plinking, a heavier caliber for hunting, or even a shotgun for birds and small game. Better still, these guns come in all sorts of finishes, covering everything from use in the field or on the range to showing off the best-looking firearm in your zip code. Henry rifles and shotguns come with a lifetime guarantee. And if you help need deciding what Henry is right for you, just ask. The award-winning customer service team at henryusa.com will be happy to help you out. So, go to henryusa.com and order a free catalog and holiday gift guide. Then, find what you like, look for a dealer near you, and get a gift that will put a real smile on someone's face this holiday season. Start searching for your Henry now at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. Let's talk about the supply chain crisis as it applies to the firearms industry, because everyone knows firearms have been in high demand since the COVID pandemic broke out, especially after police departments were getting defunded, response times increased, and folks, you need something to protect yourself. And a lot of folks took up hunting, too, for the first time, and you're going to need a rifle or a shotgun for that. So lots of demand, but a lot of companies are having a hard time getting rifles and shotguns into the hands of people who want them. That's why we've got Dan Clayton Luce on the line. He's the communications director for Henry Repeating Arms, a sponsor of our show and makers of some absolutely wonderful firearms. Dan, great to have you back on the air.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me again.
Let me ask you this. Henry Repeating Arms are made in the USA. Is your company faring better than some of the other companies who rely on overseas production?
I think we have to be, yeah. I think if we had materials or parts or, you know, whatever it is, tied up in these shipping containers on ships that aren't going anywhere, they can't dock, they can't leave, they're just in a perpetual traffic jam, I think we'd be in huge trouble.
You have facilities in Wisconsin, you have facilities in New Jersey, and I understand you're about to break ground and open up a third facility in Wisconsin. Tell our listeners more about this and why this is happening.
Yeah, today's the big day, actually, for the official announcement. We're breaking ground or staking our flag, I guess, in a new facility in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, which is about 45 minutes away from our Rice Lake, Wisconsin headquarters building. It's 84,000 square feet, and it's on about 13.5 to 14 acres. So we're going to be using this building to manufacture parts that we'll then use in final assembly in Rice Lake or in New Jersey. So if you happen to be traveling between Rice Lake and Ladysmith, and, you know, see a Henry truck driving back and forth, be sure to wave.
Is this going to mean more jobs for the local community there in Ladysmith, Wisconsin?
It does, yeah. So within 3 years, we expect to have over 100 people employed at this new building. I was actually there in the building 2 weeks ago, and at the time, it was just a big empty box, right? But I think last week, we started bringing in the first of the brand new machines, and then we'll also be moving some machines from Rice Lake over to Ladysmith to free up some floor space in Rice Lake, which basically allows us to assemble more guns. So yeah, over 100 people will be employed there.
Henry Repeating Arms has over 200 different models of lever-action rifles and shotguns. Again, even though you do make all your firearms in America, I know you're being impacted by the supply chain crisis, too. Got to ask the question, is it too late? I mean, we're sitting here in mid-October. Is it already too late to put a Henry under the Christmas tree, or do our listeners still have a little time?
Well, I think the sooner the better, for sure. If it were me and I was, you know, trying to put some Henry rifles under the Christmas tree for grandkids or something like that, I would have, you know, tried to start in February or something like that, with the way things are going now. But no, I mean, we're shipping 30,000 plus guns a month. They're getting out there. It's just that demand is still so incredibly high that it feels like nothing's getting out there. In fact, it still feels like we're going backwards, but it's not the case. I mean, we're shipping record numbers. So I would say there's going to be a little bit of luck involved for those that are searching. Maybe you happen to walk into a dealer and they've got something that you're looking for on their shelf, or maybe they have something close to what you're looking for on their shelf. And I think you have to cast a wide net. I think you need to check online. I think you need to call around all the dealers in your area. And of course, if you go on our website, we have a contact form where we try and help people find what they're looking for. Of course, we're happy to help that way. I just, you know, guaranteeing Christmas delivery at this point, that might be a little bit tight, but we can certainly try and help as best we can.
All right. If you're looking for a list of dealers, folks, just go to henryusa.com. That's the website to go to. There's a tab up there that has all the authorized dealers, and you can just start calling. And with that in mind, traditionally speaking, what's the most popular Henry rifle or shotgun that is sold during the holiday season?
So I'll mention two. The first is the classic lever action 22. It's the model H001. We've sold over a million of those. It's a good price point gun where it's all still made in America. It's still American walnut furniture and everything like that. Those are very popular. And then the other is probably our flagship rifle, which is the Golden Boys 22.
Oh, yes.
That's also hugely popular.
Well, it's hugely popular because it's absolutely beautiful, and it really evokes that image of the Old West, too. Absolutely love the Henry Golden Boy. One other series of rifles we have to talk about here, and I understand you might not be able to get these under the Christmas tree, but just a promissory note might be a great gift here. The Tribute Edition rifles. Tell our listeners a little bit about these.
Yeah, so this one might require an IOU or something like that, like you said. But we make our range of Tribute Edition rifles at this point, I want to say probably close to 24. And we do these for constituencies that we feel are important to the growth and prosperity of our country. So we start with the more popular ones being the military service rifle, the law enforcement rifle, the firefighter rifle. And we do these rifles, typically they're 22s, but they're very nicely engraved. There's some 24 karat gold plating on the engraving to make it really pop. There's some engraving on the wood buttstocks that's filled in with full color by hand. Just very intricately done rifles to commemorate those constituencies. And we have, like I said, everything from military to coal miners, truck drivers, first responders, EMS, and almost everything in between.
Yeah, and they are absolutely beautiful, truly a once-in-a-lifetime gift. You can check out the Tribute Edition rifles along with all of the other rifles and shotguns that Henry has to offer at their website, henryusa.com. As you heard, it might be a little difficult to get that firearm under the tree this Christmas, so you better start shopping right now if you want a chance to do so. Whoever gets that Henry rifle or shotgun is going to truly appreciate it, especially this year when these firearms are so hard to come by. But being made in America, you've got a better chance here than you have with a lot of other companies. Dan, thanks so much for sharing this with us today, and let me wish you a very early Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and yours as well.
Now, if you plan on buying a Henry rifle or shotgun for Christmas, you're going to want to have a gun case, and we just happen to be giving one away this week, along with a classy-looking ball cap, both of which come with logos from Henry Repeating Arms. The value of this prize package is actually $55, and there's a couple ways for you to enter if you want a chance to win. Here's what you do. Option number one, go to our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Just go to the Contact Us page and shoot us an email. Let us know what state you're from, and what station you're listening to today. You do that, you get not one, but two entries. If you're on Facebook, there's another way to enter too. Just go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. Step one, like and follow the page, not the post thread, the page. Then go to the post thread where we're doing the giveaway and give us that same information. Just let us know what state you're from and let us know what station you're listening to. We're going to pick one lucky winner after our last broadcast on Halloween. And if you're trying to convince somebody to get a Henry rifle or shotgun, well, this might be a little bit of ammunition to help you out with that. It's time to wrap things up, but I'll leave you with a similar thought that I expressed at the beginning of this show, and that is about the month of October. I don't know about you, but personally, I think it's my favorite month of the year. I love the crisp, cool mornings. I love the mildness of the afternoons. I love the soft light that you see in the late afternoon playing out on the hills around you. There's, of course, the changing leaves, and of course, the opportunities to go fishing and hunting. Take it all together, and it's a month that's truly worth experiencing to its fullest. Here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead, and here's hoping you're able to take advantage of some of what October has to offer you. After all, it is your country, and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it. Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
More habitat equals more wildlife. Pheasants Forever is working hard every day to ensure there's more wildlife habitat for the future. Join the habitat leader and help create wildlife habitat in your community. To join us, go to
Mosley Family Sellers Harvest Festival is Saturday, October 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. at 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the Caterpillar Industrial Area. Dress up in your favorite costume and join Mosley Family Sellers Harvest Festival featuring a fun-filled afternoon with a pumpkin painting competition for kids and adults, local vendors, yard games, and wine and Halloween candy pairing for those 21 and older. Don't miss this spectacular event at Mosley Family Sellers on Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Tickets are available at the entrance or online at mosleyfamilysellers.com. It's Super Saturday, October 30th at Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. The Sikh Center Anderson, in partnership with Anderson RX and Anderson Medical Associates, team up to host a COVID-19 vaccination clinic from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish at 3141 St. Stephen's Drive off of Stingy Lane in Anderson. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines will be available. Come and get vaccinated on Super Saturday and enjoy free food while organizers hand out Dutch Bros, Walmart, and Starbucks gift cards. It's the Super Saturday Vaccination Clinic, October 30th from 8 to 3 at Sacred Heart Parish in Anderson.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is backed by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
K243 CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A GOP leader holds a roundtable about the federal funding of abortion that's hidden in the Democrat spending bill.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy held a conversation on how Democrats are moving to break nearly 50 years of bipartisan congressional agreement on the Hyde Amendment, an important provision that prevents taxpayer dollars from funding abortions. He said President Biden used to support it.
He told one of his constituents in 1994, the government should not tell those with strong convictions against abortion, such as you and I, that we must pay for them.
But today, President Biden and congressional Democrats are leading an assault against the right to life and individuals' religious liberties. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Rick has strengthened to a hurricane off Mexico's southern Pacific coast and is forecast to hit that coast by Monday with winds as high as 120 miles an hour. New Jersey's decidedly liberal shift under its first-term Democratic Governor Phil Murphy faces a political test as he squares off against Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli.
Under Murphy, there's now paid sick leave, taxpayer-funded community college, and legalized recreational marijuana. His agenda will be on the ballot November 2nd, and history isn't necessarily on his side. The state hasn't reelected a Democratic governor for decades.
We're taking nothing for granted. I mean, history has proven that this could be a very fickle year in terms of politics, and the New Jersey election is overwhelmingly either a referendum on or a reaction to the presidential that just came before.
A loss for Murphy would be shocking in a state that Biden won over Donald Trump by nearly 16 points. Meanwhile, Cittarelli has to please moderate and traditional Republicans. He supports abortion rights while backing fewer COVID restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more news, read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Mississippi is prepping for its first execution since 2012 with once-a-week rehearsals.
David Neal Cox is scheduled to be put to death November 17th for the 2010 murder of his wife, in which he pled guilty. The sentence had been appealed, but Cox withdrew it, calling himself worthy of death. Corrections Commissioner Burl Cain would not confirm how Cox will be put to death, but does say the state obtained lethal injection drugs, which have been hard to come by after drug makers started blocking their use for executions. Cain says execution rehearsals are usually done once a month at the Mississippi State Penitentiary at Parchman, but they've been bumped up to once a week. I'm Julie Walker.
Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer on a New Mexico film set this week with a gun that a crew member had assured the actor was safe. A tragic mistake came hours and days after some workers walked off the job to protest safety conditions. This is townhall.com. Syria executed 24 people after convicting them on terrorism charges for igniting last year's devastating wildfires.
The wildfires that broke out in October 2020 left three people dead and burned thousands of acres of forests.
A statement issued by the Justice Ministry said those executed were criminals who carried out terrorist attacks and had confessed to using flammable material to start the fires. It said 11 others were sentenced to life in prison in the same case. Executions in Syria are usually by hanging. Patrick Foss reporting.
One of the world's largest oil producers, Saudi Arabia, announced it aims to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2060, joining more than 100 countries in a global effort to try and curb man-made climate change. The announcement today was made by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in a brief script remark at the start of the kingdom's first ever Saudi Green Initiative Forum. More at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
North State Now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your rescued shepherd acting a little shy? Does your favorite feline have you in a funk? Are your chihuahuas behaving, well, like chihuahuas? If you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you? If you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect animals as much as you do. If you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, humping, digging, your cat is scratching the furniture, not using the litter box, you got a new cat and he hates him, you take your dog for a walk, and he schleps you down the block, turns into Cujo when he sees another dog, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pets or your pet's behavior, or just want to brag a little bit about your dog or cat or one that you rescued, great time to give me a call. And let me just remind everybody out there, if you're new to The Pet Show, or even regular listen to The Pet Show, as well you should be, everyone that calls in with a question or a comment about their pet that actually gets to talk to me live on the air today will be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Really do have incredible stuff because of my great sponsors. Many of the items I give away are worth $25, $35, $45 and more. And everyone that calls in and gets to speak to me live will be getting one of these gifts for their dog or cat. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. One more time, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away on the show as well. Here's what I have planned for today's show, but I say this every week. Your phone calls, your questions, your comments are always my priority. But if we have time today, have you ever just watched your cat when they're sleeping? I mean, just watch them when they're sleeping. Well, maybe you should. The position your cat sleeps in can tell you an awful lot about how they're feeling emotionally. Also coming up on today's show, are you having issues with your younger dog? Today I'm going to be explaining something called, you ready for this term? Pediatric behavior challenges and what you need to know. Again, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Also coming up, 3 out of 4 pet guardians say they actually believe and call their dog or cat their soulmate. And often very interesting, there's other interesting results from that survey. Do you consider your dogs and cats your soulmate? Give me a call, let me know, I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Also coming up, you know, we hear a lot about stem cell therapy and the amazing benefits for humans. But what about stem cell therapy for dogs? Is it there? Does it work? We'll talk about that. As always, plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great pet stuff to give away. So if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, poor guy suffering with separation, anxiety, depression, chasing anything that moves, hates other dogs and some people, cat just scratched your favorite chair, and your dog thinks that anything that moves, he must hump, give me a call. Pretty unusual. We do have an open line, which is pretty rare here on the Pet Show. So give me a call at 877-725-8255. And remember, the gifts I give away here on this show are basically because of my sponsors. And as I said, a lot of the stuff I give away is $25, $35, $45, over $50. So it's a great time to give me a call. If you get to talk to me, one of these gifts will be on its way to you. I will give you all the time in the world. I will answer all of your questions. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. And the question of the day is, do you consider your pets your soulmates? Do you consider your pets your soulmates? Give me a call. Let me know. If you're new to the show, let me go through a list of the type of items I will be giving away on today's show. If you get through, I'll be giving away my own brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. I'll be giving away Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. I'll be giving away Arthrosuit Gold for your dogs or cats' hips and joints. Those absolutely amazing t-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright with a great picture of dogs, cats, and other animals running across your chest. I was just wearing mine the other day at Trader Joe's, and I got to tell you, everyone that worked there or didn't work there was stopping me. Where can I get one of those t-shirts? And the bottom line is, when you get one of those t-shirts at thepetshow.com, that money goes to help rescued animals. So t-shirts, I got Mushroom Max, copies of both of my best-selling books, either How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and lots of great hemp seed oil to give away for my good friends over at Nature Vet. So it's a great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer the question, do you consider your pets your soulmates, I'll still send you a great gift. Again, 877-725-8255. That is the way to go through to the Pet Show. Let me take a quick call here. Let me go to my friend Kathleen in Nebraska. Hey, Kathleen, how you doing?
Good, real good. Thank you for taking my call.
I am getting to know, you know, my wife is from Omaha. And being the arrogant New Yorker I was, I'd say, Nebraska? Come on now. But I am finding out what an incredible, I have a lot of family there now. I mean, she comes from an Omaha Irish family, so there's cops, there's priests. The whole entire Omaha is run by this family. What an incredible state that is. And so many people, you know, I live in California, but so many people I know that are leaving California. They're going to Arizona. They're going to Florida. But a lot of them are going to Nebraska as well. So if you can get that weather a little bit warmer, I'm on my way, Kathleen.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, what can I do for you?
Yeah, the reason I'm calling, I have a standard poodle. He's three. He actually is my soulmate. I love the guy. And we make a good team. The problem I'm having, and I've been working on this from the get-go, is when we're walking together, he's basically good unless he sees another dog. And then, but I've been using positive rewards. So anytime I see it,
let me stop you for a second. Let me see if I understand this.
Okay.
So you have a beautiful standard poodle, which, by the way, when I was training them in Europe, the smartest of all breeds. The standard poodle,
right here.
Without a doubt. So when people have trouble training a standard poodle, usually the poodle's just a little bit smarter than the people they live with. So
probably.
So that being said, when the dog reacts outside, either pulling or barking or whatever they're doing towards another dog, what are you doing at that point?
Right at that point, I say his name, and I have high-value treats in my pocket.
Like, okay, well, take your high-value treats and send them to Michigan, okay? And let me tell you why. If the dog is barking, if the dog is pulling, if the dog is showing aggression towards another dog, and you give him a treat, what did you just say?
But I'm trying to do it right before he does it.
I don't care what you do before he does it. He's still getting that treat before he's reacting in a negative way. You're still reinforcing that behavior. She gives me a treat, and I'm a bad boy. Big deal. I'll take the treat, and I'll still be a bad boy. What you need to do is entirely different. Hmm. You don't reward the dog either before behavior or right after that behavior. Here's what I want you to do. When you're walking with your dog, and the dog is reacting to another dog, you need not to react. I know it's hard, but you need to continue walking. Don't stop. The minute you stop, you're reinforcing his behavior. Continue walking. You can say something like, it's none of your concern, and just go. Just go, just go, just go. Don't stop. If you do that consistently, the dog will realize he's getting no attention, not positive attention, not negative attention, no attention whatsoever for his reaction, so therefore, why should he react that way? That's number one. And number two, and critically important to you, is to understand that when the dog is reacting that way, if you react that way, you're actually making the behavior worse. I want you to take an entirely different approach. I want you to practice teaching the dog to walk calmly at your side, and then I want you to practice reacting calmly when the dog is reacting to you. Because by actually, when he does that, and you put, well, let's say you give him the treat, right? And then he reacts that way. What do you do after that?
We keep going. He's a good boy.
By the time he gets the treat. So in other words, he realizes if he wants a treat, he looks at another dog, Kathleen will give him a treat, and he's going to act that way. Kathleen, you need my help. I'm going to send you a copy.
What about when he just sees, you know, like say you're walking out, I'm just stepping out the door, walking out the yard, and a dog is starting to walk right by in front of us. And he'll go to react, not mean, but he'll just go to react.
But you said to me you had the dog trained. If the dog is trained, you should be able to teach him to sit and stay if another dog is walking by. You know, having a dog that listens to you when there's nothing going on is not a trained dog. Having a trained dog that listens to you when he's being distracted or something crazy is going on, that's a trained dog. Let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. Give me 3 weeks of practicing what you've learned from that book, and I'm sure it's going to make a difference. You've been doing a lot of things wrong, a lot of advice that's common, but a lot of things still wrong. So follow my advice. It'll make a difference. Hey, the phone number, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all of your calls. You know, for over 2.5 years, you have listened to me brag and talk about Lucy pet food, the food I feed my own pets, the food that's being fed by humane societies, rescues all across America, shelters. Everyone I speak to is thankful once they've started using Lucy Pet Formulas Life pet food. And I got to tell you, it is an amazing food. That's why it's fed to my pets. But don't take my word alone. Here's a listener and what they had to say about Lucy pet food.
I have a comment about Lucy, that I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon. and he's just a chicken guy. But I thought, I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing. So my husband said, just order it. And we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better. And so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
That's exactly the type of comments I get every day from listeners thanking me for letting them know about Lucy Pet Food. By the way, Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com, or check out LucyPetFood.com. And if you check out LucyPetFood.com, check out their brand new Lucy Pet dog food rolls. I just started feeding it to my guys, and they love it. So check out Lucy Pet Food at Amazon.com or Chewy.com, or check out the brand new Lucy dog food rolls at LucyPet.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, bigger, small-eyed, running all around.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescue's immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
back on the Pet Show. Great time to give me a call if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat. Want to find out why they behave the way they do. The question of the day is, do you consider your pets soulmates? Do you consider your pets soulmates? I'd like to hear from some people if you're going to dress up your dog for Halloween. I'll give you the pros and cons. Just a reminder that everyone that calls in and gets to speak to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, books, t-shirts, pet food, litter. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Again, the question of the day. I'd love to hear from you guys because I know I consider my pets soulmates. Do you consider your pets soulmates? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me go to Dave in Missouri. Hey, Dave. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I cannot be better, Dave. How about yourself?
Same. It's another beautiful day. It's raining.
actually, it was drizzling in Southern California. You have no idea. When it drizzles in Southern California, you would think it was a hurricane the way people drive. I'm a Long Islander. I know how to drive in bad weather. Here in California, as soon as it drizzles, they're on storm alert.
Fortunate we don't have any traffic down here where I live. I don't have to deal with that.
Now, you're a very, very lucky man, Dave. What can I do for you?
Yes, I am. Well, you were talking about soulmates and animals.
Yeah.
And I've had two in my lifetime. One was a Chow German Shepherd mix. It was like he was born smart. I never trained him to do nothing. He'd sit and lay down. People could try to feed him, and he would never touch it. He'd turn his head, or he'd just lay down and look away from him. Unless I said it was okay. I never trained him to do none of this stuff. He went with me everywhere. We traveled all over the country. I was traveling, doing, lineman work, and he just traveled with me everywhere as a contractor. Then he passed away after 17 years.
God bless
you. And then we got an Akita Rottweiler. And the Akita Rottweiler, his name was Dozer. He was about 38 inches at the withers. He weighed about 210 pounds, but he was a big teddy bear, and he was the same way. It was almost, this is Bones reincarnated, and everybody that knew Bones and knew Dozer would say the same thing. These dogs were nothing like you would think they were because of the Chow and the Rottweiler and stuff. They were...
Dave, let me stop you and tell you something, okay? I can spend 10 minutes with your dog and know more about you than you would want me to know. So, in other words, dogs like this that react the way they're reacting, that's you, Dave. You let them be dogs. So many people overtrain or micromanage their dogs, the dogs forget that they're dogs. Your dogs knew they were dogs, and because of that, your relationship was absolutely amazing. Hey, I got a break soon. Do you have any pets now?
No, but we're looking at some dogs again. It's a long process to do that, and I'm in my 60s now, and it's... Puppies are hard to deal with, but it's the best way to get a dog.
Well, I'm not. Sometimes getting that older dog is the best way. You go consider adopting an older pet. I'm going to do this, Dave. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Think about adopting an older dog. Really think about it. It can make a big difference in your life and even a bigger difference in theirs. 877-725-8255. Steven, don't go anywhere. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience?
AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Having football downs with science starts with having sleep downs with science. Because the better you sleep, the better you show up on game day. That's why NFL players rely on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It senses their movement and automatically adjusts to keep them effortlessly comfortable. And it tracks vital sleep metrics like average heart rate and average breath rate, so they know exactly how well they slept. It tackles the science. All they have to do is sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month only, come down and celebrate Bricktoberfest. Tobacco and Brew is celebrating Oktoberfest this month with Brickhouse Cigars. Buy any 5 Brickhouse Cigars and you will immediately receive a beer mug for free. Holding over 40 ounces of beer, this mug is colossal. Check out our fantastic beer selection while you're here. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop In. Love this place. I moved to Redding recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Redding.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Redding Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
It will be on its way to you. 877-725-8255. There is an open line, so if you have a question or a comment, now's a great time to give me a call. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Stephen in the great state of Delaware. Hey, Stephen, welcome to the Pet Show.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Stephen. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
What's up?
I have a. We just adopted an older cat 3 weeks ago, and she is a yeller. She yells at all times of the day and in the evenings. I mean, I don't know what to do with her.
When you say you adopted an older cat, and by the way, bless you for doing that, Stephen, how old is this older cat?
6 years.
Okay, well, that's not really an older cat. It's just a teenager. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Now, I'll agree with you.
Now, I want you to understand there's a big difference between a cat that's trying to wake you up in the morning and a cat that's restless and yowling at night. It could be a behavioral issue, but there might be underlying medical causes as well. Here are some of the reasons, Stephen, why a cat will yell or yowl. When they're older, and your cat is by far not considered an old cat, but when they get older, and sometimes even with middle-aged cats, yowling might be due to feline cognitive dysfunction syndrome, otherwise known as dementia, which would be more apt to be with an older cat. So I don't think we have to concern ourselves with that. Now, how long have you had the cat now, Stephen?
3 weeks.
Okay. So the cat's in a new environment. When a cat, and where did the cat, was the cat around other cats?
Yes.
Okay,
and she was very antisocial, though.
Okay, so in other words, she was antisocial, but her comfort zone was being around other cats. So therefore, it's very, very possible that the cat's noise is now, at this point, a rallying call. In other words, the way to bring the other cats or to see the other cats. It could be boredom. She's a new cat in a new environment. She could be bored. But here's what I think the problem is. I think the cat is stressed, and here's why. When you change a cat's routine, you change a cat's everyday routine, the addition of a new baby, the addition of a new move, the addition of a new couch, the addition of a new wife, husband, girl, what does it make any difference? That can really stress a cat out, and that's what causes the cat to be as vocal as your cat is now being. So you need to give it a little bit more time. You need to establish your relationship with the cat a little bit longer, but it's my belief at this point, from what you're telling me, that the cat is stressed out from one location to another. Plus, you told me that the cat was pretty well antisocial. So the cat may have never had the opportunity to be around people. So one recommendation for you, Stephen. Where does the cat hang out in your house now?
Primarily in the living room.
Okay. What I'd like you to do in the living room is put down clothing, articles of clothing of you or other family members that have not been washed, so he's around your scent no matter where he is. Okay, let him come to you, put down lots of items. It's okay for them to hide a little bit. If they want to hide, he will come around. He's in a new environment. Sometimes it can take a couple of weeks. Sometimes it can take a couple of months. But I promise you, as long as you don't overreact and that stress starts to dissipate, he'll come around. So my question is, how many times a day do you feed him, Stephen?
There's always cat food on the floor.
But you give it. Do you give him any wet food at all?
Once a day.
Here's what I'd like you to do.
In the evening.
Here's what I'd like you to do. If you can feed him 3 smaller meals throughout the day, that would be my preference. But you can stay with the 2. But I want you to put some of the wet food in the morning, not more. Split what you normally give them in half at some of the wet food in the morning and some of the wet food in the evening. What happens if the cat is stressed out, as long as he eats and as long as he sees you feeding him, the stress factor towards you will start to dissipate little by little, and eventually he'll be fine. But right now, the more he sees you giving him food, the more he has the scent of you around the house, it's going to make all the difference in the world. First of all, bless you for taking this cat in. I am going to send you a copy of my cat book. This is not a major problem. It's just going to take a little time to build up the cat's self-esteem and a little bit of time to build up his confidence. I know people say, well, the cat does. Yeah, he needs confidence. We don't know his background. He was with other cats. He was antisocial. Was he treated well? Was he not treated well? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. So, Stephen, follow my advice. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sending you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. I want you to follow through on the instructions in there. It'll make a lot of difference for you. You know, sometimes it's very difficult, and bless Stephen for adopting an older cat. Sometimes it's very, very difficult for us to sit back and say, well, why is my dog being aggressive? Why is my cat being antisocial? It's really important that you take some time, if you can. Very often you guys can't, and you're adopting a dog off the streets, a dog or a cat on death row, so you can't always know the background. But if you know the background, sometimes you have to back off a little bit and just give the cat or the dog a little time to adjust, calm down, mellow out. And by far, 3 weeks, Stephen, is a really short period of time. He needs a little bit more. Hey, great time to give me a call. I do have an open line. I got lots of good stuff to give away. I just gave Stephen a book. I gave away some hugs and kisses. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer the question, come on, guys, you know I'm telling the truth. The question of the day is, do you consider your dogs and cats soulmates? Who do you possibly have a better, more honest relationship with than your dogs or cats? Do you consider them your soulmates? Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. You know, when your name is on the label, and my name is, your reputation's on the line. I want you guys to know that the original Hugs and Kisses has been out for over 30 years. But when I adopted Molly and Willie, I knew I had to make it better, and I did. I made major changes with glucosamine, chondroitin, probiotics, prebiotics, biotin. I also have lecithin for less shedding, dry skin, bare spots, itching, and hairballs. But don't take my word alone. Here's a listener and what they had to say about Hugs and Kisses supplements.
I called about a couple months ago. I rescued about a 12-year-old little pug, Corgi Mix, and she came with lots of skin problems and itchy, and it was driving me crazy. And you sent me the Hugs and Kisses, and she's been on a couple months. Unbelievable. It's changed her life and mine. She's just doing really, really, really well with it, and I love the product. And I wanted to know where I can get more of it, because I tried a few different things when I first got her, and it was not good. And this has been unbelievable.
You know, those are the calls, those are the emails, those are the texts I get every day. And I'm so proud, because it really does make a difference. My name is on the label, and you know me. You've been listening to me for, it'll be 40 years, November 1st, that you guys will be listening to me. So here's the bottom line. There's no corn, there's no soy, no allergens in there, and no wheat. Now, the brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 is available at Amazon.com. And at Amazon.com, it is so well received that it's an Amazon choice. So check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com. It's also available, and by the way, if you're a Prime member, shipping's free. It's also available at Walmart.com, Wish.com, or if you prefer, you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com, but don't forget that T-H-E because it's ThePetShow.com. Or if you prefer calling, you can call my assistant at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word hugs. You love your dogs, you love your cats. We'll keep them healthy with my brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1, available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat. Cool for cats.
Many veterans have extreme PTSD all their lives.
I know people that had PTSD from having COVID, but are better now.
I can't imagine anyone having it their entire lives.
Imagine sheltering in place forever.
Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, helps these isolated or sick veterans at no charge to them.
How can I help?
Learn more at HealVets.org.
HealVets.org?
Yes. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of sew boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the big one towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some Kohl's cash, so gonna go back for a pumpkin candle or two. Gotta live my best fall life. Select styles ends October 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you ever heard of a smart washing machine? Well, the term smart home essentially refers to the connected appliances and devices in your home. And Samsung is a leader in this category with their new smart dial front loader washers and dryers, using artificial intelligence to more efficiently do your laundry. Samsung's Jeff Ingram has more.
These are the first washer and dryers within Samsung's lineup to use artificial intelligence. And what that's going to do is it's going to actually learn the user's preferences and start recommended optimal washing and drying cycles based on how you use the washer and dryer. It's going to take into consideration how much water is used, basically the type of load that you have, more efficiently. It's also going to enable you as to how much liquid detergent for optimizing the load that's in the laundry.
Check out the future of laundry at Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention, the completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
This report is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual enrollment period is here. People with Medicare need to make an important decision between October 15th and December 7th as they work to identify the best plan for their individual health needs. Selecting a Medicare Advantage plan can seem overwhelming, especially as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. But there are a variety of resources available to help people research plan options safely. Catherine Field with Humana shares more.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you, including informational websites, educational events, and one-on-one virtual or in-person meetings with licensed health insurance sales agents. By turning to reputable sources, you can gather the information you need to choose a Medicare Advantage plan safely and securely by December 7th, the annual enrollment period deadline.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com.
Back on the Pet Show on Warren X. Now we do have an open line. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. I still got lots of great stuff to give away. And if you're new to the show, you know, it's not like I'm giving away biscuits here. These items are worth $35-$45 and more. Everyone that calls in and gets through to me live that hasn't called for a while will get one, 877-725-8255. Now we are going to, who's up next here? It's Rod, right? Rod, welcome to the Pet Show.
Yes, this is Rod.
Hey, Rod, how you doing?
Good.
What's up?
We have a new puppy. He's just about a little over 3 months old, and he's scratching a lot. We're trying to find out why. We've tried to give him shampoo with puppy shampoo, and he's also biting a lot. We're trying to stop him from biting everybody. You know, he's playful, but he likes to bite.
Listen to me carefully. I'm going to do this. This was going to be one of my segments this week, okay? I was going to talk to you specifically. So, some behaviors like chewing, play biting, jumping on people, and getting on furniture are typical puppy behaviors. They do not know at this point what's expected, and people often make the problem worse by overreacting. Puppy chewing can be big issue in the teething phase. Give the dog some frozen toys to play with. That'll make a difference. You need to ensure your dog has enough chew toys and little access to anything that's dangerous. As I said, those frozen toys. Play biting can also be a big issue, as puppy teeth are very sharp and cause injuries. Don't encourage this type of rough play. However, there's a lot of miscommunication out there. This is the wrong answer. This is what I don't want you to listen to. If the dog is biting, show your dog that he hurt you and follow up with a sharp no, pulling your hand back and ending playtime early. The right answer is get the leash, get the harness, focus on educating rather than correcting. What happens is so many people focus on correcting the bad behavior before they've given the opportunity for the dog to learn the good behavior. So what you need to do is you need to educate your dog first. Rather than focus on no stop biting, no stop jumping, no stop doing this, no stop doing that, take the time to educate your dog and teach him what you expect him to do. Otherwise, a lot of these behavioral issues will become problems later on. It's a 3-month-old puppy. The word no should not be there. You need to give the dog plenty of exercise. You need to give the dog plenty of time to sleep. He's a 3-month-old puppy. He's been alive for 12 weeks. Give him those frozen toys to play with. Rod, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a jar of my brand-new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements for the scratching. But what I want you to do is go to my website or Amazon.com. Pick up a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. It'll take you through everything you need to know about taking the time to teach the puppy right. You know, by trying to correct them all the time, the same energy it takes for a dog or cat to learn how to do something wrong can be used to teach them how to do something right. So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a jar of the Hugs and Kisses for the puppy to keep him healthy and happy for his whole life. Go to Amazon.com or go to my website, thepetshow.com. Pick up a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. It's a bestseller, and it'll guide you through all the stages, because right now I don't want you overreacting to what the dog is doing. Very often that's what people do, is when the dog is doing something wrong, that's when the dog's getting a lot of attention. So therefore the dog says, well, I'll continue doing it wrong. I'm getting more attention when I'm bad than when I'm good. Hey, great time to give me a call. Got lots of stuff to give away. I still want to hear from some of you in terms of whether or not you consider your pets your soulmates or your best friends. I will, in fact, send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. You just heard me give away some Hugs and Kisses. I got some Lucy pet food. I'm going to do a spot now for some other stuff I'm going to give away. T-shirts, Mushroom Max books. 877-725-8255, the phone number. You know, if you're lucky enough to live with a cat, if they're lucky enough to let you live with them, cats call the shots. You guys know that. They call the shots on when they want to sleep, when they want to socialize, when they even want to eat. They know exactly what they want, and what your cats really want is kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies by my friends at Lucy Pet are scrumptious, lickable mousse cat treats and food toppers. That's right, your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies directly from the pouch or squeeze over dry food for an extra treat. Great for those finicky felines. Kitty Lickies lickable mousse cat treats come in 3 feline favorite recipes, either chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or even salmon and chicken. Each 2-ounce packet contains 4 individual pouches for your cat to enjoy. Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet are made with no artificial colors, no artificial flavors or preservatives. In fact, your cat won't stop licking this delicious mousse treat. So, if you want to treat your cat while making smart choices about their health, Kitty Lickies Lickable Mousse Cat Treat is a great choice. Plus, for those finicky cats, Kitty Lickies really doubles as a great food topper, can really encourage them to eat. And like all Lucy Pet products, Kitty Lickies is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. I want you to log on to LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. Check out Kitty Lickies today. You'll love them, but even more importantly, your cats will be thrilled. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi. Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Or would you rather be a fish?
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Hey, listen, if you want to give me a call, we got a call. We got an hour to go right now. We're going to break for the top of the hour. We got a whole other hour to go. If you want to get in there, now's the time to call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 3 in 5 people say they call their pet their soulmate. 62% of the survey respondents also said they would even describe their pet as their best friend. 3 out of 5 Americans would be willing to run into a burning building to save their dog or cat. 59% of respondents would willingly fight another person to save their four-legged friend. I'd be like a regular fighter if someone bothered my pet. 62% would even describe their animal as their best friend, while 3 in 5 agreed that their pet, as I said, was their soulmate. The survey also revealed that pet guardians often search for familiar affirmations of love from their pets as they do from their human partners. Hey, plenty of time for your calls. We've got a whole other hour to go. Great time to call me. I know it's tough. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.